On some of the older records, it was maybe more collaborative, where we would have time together just to jam out ideas and kind of refine things from there. Lately, it's been more bringing in demos, certain individuals, and we all take turns writing. Our singer Tom writes some incredible songs that he'll bring in more or less finished that we might put the finishing touches on. And but yeah, we have a lot of strong individual writers. We're working on our next album right now. Well, we're all bringing demos. We usually get together for a week or so. In fact, in a week coming up, we have 5 days blocked out where we're going to do another round of songwriting and rehearsing those new songs in preparation for doing some more recording soon. So there's still some of that. A lot of times people will bring in, maybe it's like a rhythm section demo that they've done that doesn't have lyrics or horn parts. Other times there will be a nugget of an idea that will come together as a band and flesh out a little bit more, adding different sections to the form, maybe adding a bridge or changing certain things about it. So it does always become somewhat of a collaborative process, and it can be a very slow process in that regard, but I think we like taking our time with things when we can, just to allow everybody's influences to kind of shine through. I think that's kind of what makes our compositions successful in the end, is we all have really diverse musical backgrounds and styles and preferences. So allowing all of those different elements to kind of come together and then sit for a while and go through different ranges, different stages of that process, just to kind of then filter down into what the final product becomes. My experience with the music in Seattle comes from the last like 11 years that I've been here. And one of my first introductions moving here was that Cafe Racer scene, open improvisation scene, where I got to meet a ton of incredible jazz musicians. And Racer scene was really the first community that I met. And it was incredibly welcoming, and I just got to meet this great community of musicians, all again very diverse musical backgrounds, open to expression and experimentation, just an active community of people wanting to embrace new music. To me, like when I first moved here, it's like, wow, Seattle's all about like new music, new jazz. And it's like since been recognized for that nationally, just the people coming out of that scene that have now gone and spread out to other places. Yeah, I think I'll go off the last record as well, with Crickets, which we've been playing a lot. And I think a lot of the lyrical material on the last record, there's some of the like classic love songs, but we had a lot of time writing that album. A lot of it was during the pandemic, where we had time to think about what was going on in the world. And if you dig into the lyrics on that one, something like, if it feels like the world is getting hotter, it's because it is. If you feel like something's going around, it's because there is. And we kind of talk about like a late stage capitalism song, where messages like you're not crazy. Like things are in trouble in some places. Things are getting worse in some places. And, it can sometimes be delivered in a manner that makes it palatable for people. But again, it's another one that we try to lean into in the live show and open it up for some improvisation and some like driving moments, where if people are really listening, it's like, you're not crazy. This stuff is happening and it's not great. So pay attention.
Like Sound.